It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kris Jenner scored a cameo role in Ariana Grande's Thank You Next music video. Grande's video is kind of paying homage to several famous chick flicks, and it drops today. We've been waiting for that. She is referencing 13 Going on 30 in it, Mean Girls, Legally Blonde, and Bring It On. There's no word yet on what movie Kris Jenner, though, is going to be dropped into, but if I had to guess, I would say she's got to be playing the mom role, Regina George's mom
Freaky
role.
Freaky Friday?
Mean Girls.
My bad.
So, because Ariana Grande in the Mean Girls section of the music video, we already know is going to be Regina George. So that just makes sense because Kris Jenner is often, like, it's joked that she is just like the Mean Girls mom, right?
I mean, that is going to make my life if that happens.
There was tons of new music announcements last night. Zayn announced a release date for his second studio album called Icarus Falls. Fans can get the album on December 14th. He also dropped a new single last night. Miley Cyrus and Mark Ronson dropped their new single, Nothing Breaks a Heart, last night. And the music video for this has tons of hidden stuff, by the way, referencing the old Miley and just, you know, the media in pursuit of her and just trashing her for so many years with, you know, all of her twerking and all that kind of stuff. And there's also references to a lot of political pop culture moments, like kneeling, protesting.
Okay, like Kaepernick, yeah.
Yeah, gun violence, all kinds of stuff. So it's a pretty big music video. Here's a clip of Nothing Breaks Like a Heart by Miley Cyrus and Mark Ronson.
With this broken silence by thunder crashing in the dark.
It. Oh my gosh. I seriously, though, am such a Miley fan. And as far as her music goes, she's one of my favorite voices. So I really like it. I hope that the song does well because we've been needing like a huge hit from Miley because her last single, Malibu, just did not really do that great. Garth Brooks last night was praising Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper for their movie A Star Is Born. I just thought that this was kind of really sweet of him.
Professional athletes, when they do movies about pro football or something, all the football players go, that's not real. Same way in music, right? You do songs about it, that's not real. Man, the live stuff they did here, the stuff that they did that was so real. People at backstage in certain places, just where they were at, was perfect. Whoever had their hands on the wheel, and I'm thinking it's Miss Gaga, actually, it was authentic as hell, and I enjoyed it as an entertainer watching somebody do a movie about entertainment.
Now what we really need is a Garth Brooks Lady Gaga song on the radio.
Yeah, I would be down for that. Action star Jackie Chan has admitted to being a total jerk in his personal life by treating women badly and throwing his son Jason when he was a toddler across the room in a rage. In his new memoir, Never Grow Up, the martial arts star said that he used to strut around in a gold chain, sleep with prostitutes, and drive drunk all the time, crashing a Porsche one morning and a Mercedes-Benz later that night. When he met his future wife, Joan Lynn, he was so paranoid that she was a gold digger that he hid his money from her and then cheated on her with an actress and former beauty queen. Now, Jackie Chan is 64, and he blames his behavior on his insecurities and immaturity. I think we can all relate to that. And Hailey Baldwin can't wait to start a family with Justin Bieber. In a new interview, the model said, I love kids and I can't wait to have my own. I would say that that is now becoming more of a reality. So there you go. She did say that she doesn't have specific plans to have children anytime soon, though. But her and Justin Bieber, you know, just got married secretly earlier this year. And speaking of children and new music, Justin Bieber posted this video of a little girl on his Instagram yesterday freaking out and saying that Justin is quitting music. So Justin posted it with the caption, don't believe everything you read, sweet little girl. You will hear something from me sooner than you think.
I'm talking about Justin Bieber quit.
Why would he do that?
Because he was too tired of doing it.
I don't blame him.
Oh, man.
She said, I'm talking about Justin Bieber quit.
He's too tired.